It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We're television neighbors again. And I've got a lot of shoes with me today. I want you to see them together down here. How many pairs of shoes do you see there? Three. Did you ever try your shoes on your hands? It's fun to think of different things like that, isn't it? It's like playing with ideas. In fact, that's how people invent new things. They just start to play with ideas and let their imaginations have a good time. Well, these shoes belong to Chuck Aber, and I asked him if I could borrow them to show them to you. They're tap shoes. See the taps there? Taps on the toes and the heels. Chuck has invited us to the dance studio where his friend Sam Weber's teaching today. Remember that poster that he gave us of Sam Weber? Well, that's Sam Weber and his tap dance workshop. So I thought maybe we could go there now, and I can return Chuck's shoes to him, and we'll be able to see Sam Weber with his tap dancing. Come along to the dance studio. I haven't kept them too long.
Oh, not at all. My class isn't for a while yet.
Oh, good.
Glad to see you.
That's your friend?
Yes, it is. They're working on a closing number for a performance coming up.
Hey, good.
Hi, Sam. I'd like to meet my friend Fred Rogers. Sam Weber.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Sam.
Nice to meet you.
It looks like fun what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's work, too, isn't it?
I think so.
It is.
You all have been friends a long time, haven't you?
Long time. We grew up together. Lived on the same street.
Dancing together when we were kids.
Yes, we did, as a matter of fact. Yeah. But then I became interested in sports like baseball and football, so I quit dance, but I'm taking it again. As a matter of fact,
you're getting back into it. That's
well,
great.
Thank you. I am, too. It's great fun. I was thinking the other day about how much the tap shoes remind me of baseball shoes.
Oh, the cleats?
Yes, yeah, cleats on the bottom like that. Very, very similar.
But you must have played a lot together when you were young.
Oh, we did, yeah. We used to do fun things with the dance. Would you do the walk?
But this is called a riff walk. We used to do this one.
How do you do that?
Well, you just scuff your foot, your toe, and your heel against the floor, and then put your heel down.
And then you do it fast and fast.
Right, faster and faster. And you have to be very relaxed.
We used to do the train. Remember the train?
Oh, this is good. Yeah, let's do this. I'll start slow.
Okay.
It does sound like a train.
Does that great?
Yeah. You know, when I was seeing you do the train, it made me think of a child who was stomping when he was angry.
Yeah, you can really express your anger with tap dancing. You can stomp your feet against the floor like that. You can start like this.
Well, some people could do it.
Very angry.
You feel good to get your anger out that way.
Do you ever dance when you're sad, Sam?
Yeah, when I'm sad, I don't do as many taps. I do movements like this. Slide my feet against this. But then after I dance for a while, I start to feel so good that my dance becomes lighter and happier, and then it becomes a happy dance.
So the dancing really does help with your feeling.
Yes, it does.
Did your mom or dad or any of your brothers and sisters dance?
No. I'm an only child, actually, and I'm the first dancer in my family. My mom and dad started me because there weren't very many other children in the neighborhood to play with, and they thought that I might meet friends in the dancing studio, and they knew that I loved music and rhythm, and I loved to move to music. So dancing was just a natural thing to do.
Well, it sure is natural.
One of Sam's many dance talents is to improvise to jazz music. Would you like to see some of that?
Sure.
Would you mind, Sam?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
It takes a lot of practice to do it that well, though.
Well, you know, it's great when you love what you're doing. It makes it easy.
Mm-hmm. Sure it does.
Yeah.
Here, your dancers are...
Oh, right. Do you have a few minutes to stay and see the closing number we've been working on?
Certainly do.
Oh, great. Chuck, can you stay?
No, now that I have my shoes, I better go check in my glass.
Okay, then I'll see you later.
All right, Sam.
Okay.
Why don't you
just have a seat right over here?
All right.
I'll get the dancers.
I enjoy that.
Okay, everybody, let's do the big one, the closing number. Here we go. Let's get in place. We all ready? Okay.
Is really joyful. Oh,
thank you. Well, we enjoy it. It is joyful for us.
Oh, I'm mighty glad you're back in our neighborhood, Sam.
Oh, it's so great to be back.
Thank you for today.
Oh, thank you. And come see us anytime.
Be glad to.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
good, I think.
Boy, isn't he wonderful? They're all so good at that dancing. It may look easy when someone as good as Sam Weber does his dance, and we're just looking at him. But it takes a lot of work to do dance really well. It's fun, and it's a lot of work. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely. What do you have?
Well, here's the videotape you ordered on how people make shoes.
That's exactly what I wanted to show my friends. Now, do you have time to stay?
Oh, yes, I'd like to see it.
Good. Come on over.
All righty.
And we'll show it on picture-picture.
Okay.
How people make shoes. Now, to make shoes, people begin with large sheets of material that are checked to be sure that they're just right. Don't want to have any holes in that material. Then this person uses a machine that cuts out the pieces for the shoe.
It always reminds me of a cookie cutter.
It does look like one. Each shoe is made from different pieces of that material that are cut into just the right size and shape. Once all the pieces are cut out, it's time to start sewing them together to make the upper part of the shoe. It's the part they make first. People here use very special sewing machines with strong thread to stitch up the shoes. Notice this machine has two needles that sew at the same time.
Look how quickly she works, and carefully too.
Yes, important to be careful.
They are little brass circles, and of course they go around the holes for the shoelaces.
Yes. Now, this section is sewn onto the toe and heel. Isn't that interesting? Now, the upper part of the shoe is finished. That's the part they do first. Now, each shoe is attached to a piece of plastic that looks like a foot. That plastic is called a last, L-A-S-T. It's the only way to make sure the shoe has the correct shape. And this man here uses a machine that stretches the shoe around the last and makes it have the shape of a person's foot.
Now it's time to work on the bottom part of the shoe.
Yeah.
You know, it's called a sole. This person glues on part of the sole with this machine.
I see something new every time I see this tape.
You know, I do too.
Now, here's the part where they put on the rest of the sole.
She's a fast worker.
She certainly is.
Now this person does the final trimming on the sole.
He has to be very careful to trim it just right. And of course, once the shoes are finished being made, the lasts are taken out so they can be used again. Then the shoes are inspected to be sure that all the pieces are put together just right. She's trimming away a piece of thread.
I often wonder if she thinks about the children who will wear these shoes.
I do too.
And of course, these are the shoelaces.
Oh, yes.
She puts them just in the bottom holes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're probably laced all the way up at the store when you try them on to buy them. It's fun to see them all in a row there, isn't it? So the shoes are made, checked, laced, and now ready to be packed and sent on their way.
Really? Think you could ever put taps on shoes like this and make them into tap shoes?
Well, you could do that. And of course, you can always use specially made tap shoes, too.
Oh, yes, we've seen them.
Oh, have you seen Sam Weber tap dance?
Oh, yes. Isn't he wonderful?
He's a spectacular dancer.
I should say so. But he wasn't always that way. I mean, when he was a little boy, he started out with very simple steps. And he kept trying and he learned.
That's right. You don't learn to dance like that overnight. Just like my speedy delivery service, I have to keep at it to be as good as the McFeely family.
Well, we're very grateful that you have that speedy delivery service. Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Well, we aim to please, and right now I'm back to the McFeely service. Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you.
Bye.
Fine, speedy delivery man, Mr. McFeely. Let's have some make-believe. Last time in make-believe, we pretended that Lady Elaine hadn't invited any men to her always happy dance studio because she said men can't dance. Well, you and I know that that's not true. And I think that Lady Elaine is probably finding that out, too. Let's pretend that Sam Weber makes a visit to the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Neighborhood of make-believe.
I just can't.
Something the matter, Aunt Sarah?
I don't think I should go. I can't seem to tap dance at all.
Well, you don't have to know anything about it before you go to dancing school.
You don't need to know?
No. That's what school is for, teaching people how to dance. You don't have to know anything about dance before you go to dancing school.
Well, I do enjoy the movement and the sound. Tapping one's tap shoe on the floor and all.
Yes. Oh, here comes Uncle Friday.
Queen Sarah and Lady Abilene, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
And what are you ladies planning to invest your energy in this lovely moment in time?
Well, we're planning to go to tap dancing school, dear.
Dancing school? Why, Sarah, I didn't think you knew anything about tap dancing.
I don't, dear, but that's why I'd like to go to the school, so I could learn.
I see. And what about you, Lady Abilene?
Well, I know something about modern dance, sire, but I've always wanted to learn something about tap dancing.
Well, I myself have been fairly light on my feet. It sounds like a fine idea. I think I'll join you both.
Do you have an invitation?
What does it look like?
It looks like this.
Oh, I don't think I've seen mine. Do you have one, dear?
Yes, mine looks just like hers.
I guess mine must have been misdirected into the counting house mail or somewhere else. I shall accompany you both at any rate. I will dress for the occasion.
I don't think that Lady Elaine invited any men or boys.
But that doesn't seem to bother Friday. It looks as if he's going to go, invitation or not.
Would you like to come with me?
Oh, I'll just wait and come with him.
Well, I'll see you at the museum then.
Very well, dear. I trust it will be pleasant.
We'll just make it that way.
You are a dear, Niece Evelyn.
Thanks, Aunt Sarah. Bye.
I needed it more than he did.
What did you need, Lady Elaine?
That dance rocket.
Corny's new chair?
Yes. I'm the one who has the dance studio.
The always happy dance studio.
Yes, so I'm the one who should have the dance rocket.
But Corny made that chair.
And I took it because I thought I should have it.
And then what happened?
Well, Corny came over here and said he wanted his chair back. He said it was his and he wanted it back.
So?
So I gave it to him, but I didn't want to.
But you gave it to him anyway.
He said it was his.
You knew it was his, didn't you, Lady Elaine?
Yes, but I'm the one with the dance studio.
The always happy dance studio.
Why do you keep saying that?
Well, isn't that the name you gave your studio?
Yes, but it's a dumb name.
You think so?
Nobody's always happy.
No.
And no dance studio can always be...
Lady Elaine Fairchild, I presume, Miss Eberlin.
What have you got yourself dressed up for?
Queen Sarah is already inside at your studio, but she suggested that I announce my presence to you, Fairchild.
You weren't invited Friday.
But I'm here.
My theory is that men can't dance.
Well, what about this little kingly tap?
You simply confirm my theory, Friday.
Oh.
But anybody can learn, Lady Elaine.
Anybody who's invited. Oh, now who's this?
I'm looking for Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Well, you've come to the right place, son.
I'm the new dancing salesperson for the Rocket Factory.
And I suppose you think you can dance, too.
I like to think so.
Well, dancing takes more than thinking. And anyway, we've just seen an example of how men can't dance.
Oh.
Corny asked me to find out what you thought of our new routine for his dance rocket.
Don't tell me I've got to watch another man try to dance.
Please bear with me.
Oh, dear.
Fairchild. Just watch me.
Must be a real exception.
I know many men who dance very well, Lady Elaine.
And a lot of women, too?
Men and women, boys and girls. There are all kinds of dancers in the world.
Something tells me I'm going to need to get some more invitations made. No promises now, but I'll see you all later.
I am duly impressed with your artistry, Mr. Wibber.
Thank you, King Friday.
I've always been rather light on my own feet.
I would imagine so.
Well, I would like to present you with a small token of my appreciation. I just happen to have it here beside me. There it is.
A crown with tap shoes.
A crown with tap shoes.
I've never had such a thing.
Of course not. And you're welcome to wear it whenever you feel royal.
Thank you very much, King Friday.
You are most welcome. I personally would enjoy a small dance by you and my niece.
Of course.
Yes.
May I?
Of course. Yes, Charlie, I think it's getting worked out.
Thank you.
course, some men cannot dance, but some men can. And some women can't dance, but some can. Dancing doesn't have anything to do with being a man or a woman. Some food for you, fish. Do you think Lady Elaine will change the name of her always happy dance studio? What would you call it? You'd have some ideas about that. Because nobody's happy all the time. And nobody's angry all the time. And nobody's sad all the time. But the important thing is that we can have any one of those feelings and not worry about it. There are things that we can do when we're happy, and things that we can do when we're angry, and things that we can do when we're sad that don't hurt ourselves or anybody else. Maybe even dance. That gives me a good feeling to know that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make each day a special day. And all the people around you can make it a special day. By just our being ourselves, people can like us exactly as we are. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.